Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Good morning. Welcome to Politics by Faith, brought to you by the Patriot Gold Group. On my radio show, on SiriusXM Patriot, we talk a lot about virtue. How often do you ever hear about virtue in our popular culture? How often do you ever hear that word? How often do you hear virtues talked about? How often do you see them shown on TV shows or movies? We should all be so immersed in this idea of virtue that we should be able to name like 10 virtues off the top of our head, or two virtues, or one virtue, or talk about the main virtue that we're working on in our lives. Like, we should be a people who are constantly working on ourselves. The Bible says, examine thyself. Our founding fathers were obsessive about personal improvement and becoming and living every day as men and women of virtue. One man in the Old Testament that we can look to, of course, is Daniel. We talked about Daniel 6 in church yesterday when Darius the king put Daniel as one of his three high officials. Daniel became distinguished above all. Why? Because he was a showboater and a fast talker and confident. And no, because he had an excellent spirit in him. What does that mean? There was an excellent spirit in him. It means a good attitude. That's it. The Hebrew means mind, spirit, or wind. Just means he had a really good attitude. And because he was a good person with a good attitude, people hated him. So they wanted to take him out. That's what people do. They had to dig up some dirt, but they couldn't find any. So the governors and satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge or fault because he was faithful. Nor was there any error or fault found in him. Then these men said, we shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Wouldn't it be wonderful if all my enemies could find against me was I loved God too much? So we really hate that Slater guy. Let's get him. Let's dig up some dirt. Oh, we can't find any. Well, he sure does love God a lot. And he follows his laws perfectly. That's the problem with that guy. You know the end of the story, but the point I want to make here is that they hated Daniel because he was honest and hardworking. So let's jump to Philippians 1:27. Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. Now, let's say we do that. Let's say we live our lives in a way that's worthy of the gospel of Christ, and people see our life of virtue and this process of sanctification, making our lives better, becoming more like Jesus every day. How will people react? They'll hate you. You won't be praised. You'll be hated. Philippians 1:29, for to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. This is what has been granted to you, not only to believe, but to suffer for his sake. So what are we to do? Well, be countercultural. and that is love God. Do the best we can to live above reproach. Make it so that when people try to find dirt on you, all they got is, man, this guy loves God. But also, to never be concerned about people trying to destroy you. The Bible says, Philippians 1:28, do not be frightened in anything by your opponents. The Greek word here, frightened, is terrified. And it's specifically used to define a startled horse. So do not be that startled horse. You know, the startled horse is out of control, crazy, right? Matthew Poole, his commentary in the 1600s, he said the original word, which the apostle useth, imports, they should not be appalled or affrighted, as men and horses are apt to be when furiously charged by their deadly enemies, but instead to stoutly receive them, keeping their ground. We need to go out into the world today and every day knowing that Satan and his army is against you. And we cannot be frightened. We must not. We must stand our ground in God's word. MikeSlater.locals.com. Transcript and commercial free is available on that website, MikeSlater.locals.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.